in the sanctuary. Welcome to everybody who is participating via YouTube, amen, Facebook Live, amen. Everybody, welcome to Taylor Tabernacle, amen. Whether you can hear it here in the sanctuary, if you can't hear it online, they've been playing, He Made a Way, right? You Made a Way, right? Even for some of you that got up this morning, He gave you another hour to make a way today. Amen? Amen. If we think about all that He has brought us through, He made a way. Special treat, even though He was a little ill, our pastor is here today. What? Because God made a way. He made a way for us to get to this Communion Sunday. Amen? He has been making a way every day, every week, right? And most of all, He has made a way for us to get in His presence, to hear His word, to be transformed and renewed in our minds, to have a clean heart created in us. He is making a way every day. Amen? Amen. Amen. For those of you who are at home, this is our Communion Sunday. So the things you have set aside, we hope you prepared and prayed on them. We're going to start our communion service. And what we're going to do is we're going to have our Deacon Abrams. He's going to come up and give us our scripture. Then we're going to have our Reverend Curitan. And we're going to have our confession of faith. And then we're going to have our Reverend Radcliffe, who's going to pray over the sacraments. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, and I'm going to call Deacon Abrams in a second. We were going to have a sermonic collection. We aren't at the moment. But guess what? Can we just give a moment of praise? Let us just prepare the atmosphere. Whether you're here or at home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now I want y'all to understand how He is a right on time God. Because as soon as we started praising, the singing walked through the door. Amen? Amen. So we get to call up our sister Leah. She is going to give us a sermonic selection. Then we're going to transition right after she sings into our communion service. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 We are so grateful for what the Lord has done on this Sunday as we celebrate the sacrifice that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are so grateful because we know that the blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries up the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. One more time. For it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. If we can all stand in honor of the reading of God's word. And I will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 34. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. Amen.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
God our Father, who in wise providence have bountifully blessed us. We thank you for this day, another communion service. We ask in you now to bless these sacraments. The bread for your represents your broken body. The juice we drink represents your shed blood. This is our prayer this morning. You said in your word, as often as we do this in remembrance of you. Amen.
Good morning, and God bless you. What a joy and real pleasure to be in the house of the Lord again. You don't really miss church until you can't go to church. When you can't go, the longing for the house of the Lord, longing for the presence of the Lord, for the people of God. But the Lord has been faithful, right? And the Lord has somehow made a way for us to gather again. And so, Lord, we thank you. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Word of God. I'm not going to delay the hour or the time. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to the 100th Psalm. Very familiar Psalm, one of the early ones we learned as young people in Sunday school. One Psalm that has, like all of the Word of God, proven itself to be true throughout time. Before we read, I do want to thank everyone for your prayers. Thank everyone for your emails, cards, and texts. For those of you that knew or have not known, I was ill, was in the hospital, was down and out. But thank you. Thank you for calling. Like I said, your emails, cards, texts, flowers, everything meant so much to me, and I just want to thank you for it. Amen. Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. What I want to do with the next few moments that I have, I want to talk about preparing for Thanksgiving at his house. Preparing for Thanksgiving at his house. Amen. Our God and our Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have today to enter into your house with thanksgiving, to come into your courts with praise. Thank you that we're in the place where that bears your name. Thank you that we're in the place that bears your blood. Thank you that we are in the place that gathers the people of God. And we've come for no other purpose but to hear a word from God. So give us a word that would encourage us, inspire us, and spur us on to good works in Christ's name. This is our prayer. We ask it in the name of your beloved Son, the Christ. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Shortly after my discharge from the hospital, we're sitting, Jemaine and I, and she informed me that this year she was hosting, or we were hosting, Thanksgiving dinner. Here I am, I'm just getting out the hospital. I don't know which way is what. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know anything. And she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're having Thanksgiving dinner. So like any good husband, I just agree, okay, we're having Thanksgiving dinner. And ever since that day, that conversation, she's been preparing for Thanksgiving. Not a day goes by where she's not doing something in preparation for Thanksgiving, right? And you know what I'm talking about, because you have hosted Thanksgiving dinner. And once you take on that assignment, that responsibility, whatever, you know, however you want to look at it, there's just, is almost an unending list. And I'm just glad I'm sick. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick. I can't do nothing. I don't know. You got to get Jackson to do that. I don't know. I can't cut the grass. I can't trim no bushes. But it's just everything. Oh, we got to do this, that, and all that. And like I said, she's just preparing for Thanksgiving. Every day it's something. What are we going to do? And as I was, you know, observing her and watching her, and she's preparing, counting down the days and all the stuff she's got to get done, I looked at that and I said, man, what if we also, from a spiritual perspective, prepared for Thanksgiving? Right? From a spiritual perspective, not a natural family celebration, but from a spiritual perspective, what it would look like to prepare for Thanksgiving. From a spiritual perspective, when you begin to prepare for Thanksgiving, like I said, there's a lot to be done, even outside of the food. You want to get your home ready and all that. Spiritual perspective, you got to, in order to celebrate Thanksgiving, you got to, that's why I put the note on that subject, preparing for Thanksgiving at his house. All right? Preparing for Thanksgiving. We know, you know what you got to do to have Thanksgiving at your house. What do you have to do to have Thanksgiving at his house, right? And so we use that as a backdrop, and Psalms 100 leads us into that. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come in his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and truth endureth to all generations. In order to properly prepare for Thanksgiving, the psalmist tells us that the first thing that is required for celebrating Thanksgiving in God's house is joy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Right? You got to have joy. If you're going to, I don't want to go to someone's house and they're upset because they're having dinner. Don't invite me. You stay in your house, let me stay in my house. You don't want to go in and they're arguing and fussing. The first thing you got to have in order to prepare for Thanksgiving in God's house, you got to have a spirit of joy. Look at somebody and say, you need joy, right? He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, right? You gotta have joy with you. Psalms 95, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs." Right? Look at somebody and say, you need joy. You're going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year at God's house. You must have joy. Right? You don't have joy, there'll be no celebration. Without joy, there can be no Thanksgiving. Are you with me this Sunday? Then second to that, he adds in verse 2, he says, you must serve the Lord with gladness. You got to come before his presence with singing. In order to properly prepare for Thanksgiving, in addition to joy, you need a singing heart. I was thinking at this particular juncture in the passage, and I thought I just thought back on my mother, the matriarch. And one of the things she would do on Saturdays, because back then we went to church on Sunday and you just were in church all day, she would cook Sunday dinner on Saturday. There was no time to cook it on Sunday. So she cooked whatever we're going to eat that night, and she would cook Sunday dinner on Saturday. And so basically, she was in the kitchen all day Saturday. Pretty much. We had to do our chores or whatever and all that. She'd be in the kitchen cooking. And while she would cook, she would sing the whole day long. That's what she did. She would just sing, and I don't know, YouTube, no stereo, no radio. She would just sing. Some of the songs I knew, and I think she made up. She just got a rhythm or something like that, and she just had her own word, and she just sang, and it lifted the spirit in our house so much. Just to hear her sing the song, and we weren't singing, we don't know, but she was just like a little mockingbird. She'd be in there singing and blah, 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 blah. And everything about our house went up. All because she had a singing heart. If you're going to have Thanksgiving, it starts with joy that is manifested in a singing heart. Are you with me this Sunday? Psalms 96 says this, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name." Now, the wonderful thing about this verse is that it does not say sing unto the Lord a new song in the right key. It doesn't have, you don't have to sing it in the proper octave. All you have to do is be willing to sing unto the Lord. And in order to be willing to sing unto the Lord, you gotta have the joy of the Lord. See why that joy is important? That joy is important because it serves as the catalyst for your singing heart. It serves as the source, serves as the, as where it begins in your soul, that I'm going to sing unto the Lord a new song. All of us should be singing songs unto God as an expression of our joy and thanksgiving. You're going to celebrate Thanksgiving at God's house. You got to have a singing heart. It won't work without it. Here it is. Verse 3, it says, Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Look at somebody and say, you're not God. Look at somebody else and say, you didn't do it. If it had not been for the Lord that was on our side. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. The source of our joy and the source of our singing heart comes from the fact that our God is our Lord. He's our Savior and he is our shepherd. That's where our joy, that is where we get our joy from. Not from life circumstances. Because good days tomorrow turn into bad days later on, right? A good day today can quickly change. But when we focus on God, when we focus on the fact that God is our creator, not only our creator, but the creator of all things, good and bad. Things that have gone, things that are and will come to pass, our source is God. So we can have joy, confidence, hope, faith. Why? Because our God never changes, right? He is God. He has made us not. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Anytime you see that sheep and pasture analogy, how can we as believers not recall the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. Why? Because he provides. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The Lord restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Doesn't God have a way of getting you on track? God has a way of bringing you back just when you wander off course. He brings you back into paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, dark days, dark nights, I will fear no evil. Why, church? For you art with me. Who? The Lord is with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. When no one else will, God will. When no one else can, God can comfort you. God can lift you up. God will turn you around. He is the great shepherd. While we're preparing for Thanksgiving at his house, he is also preparing for Thanksgiving. Look at verse 5. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I would have been thankful simply for a table. But God goes an extra step. And he prepares a table for you and I in the very presence of our enemies. That means God said, look, I'm not only going to pick you up, not only am I going to turn you around, but when I establish you, I'm going to do it in such a way that your enemies shall see that your faith in your God has paid off. God is going to lift you up. God is preparing a table for Thanksgiving, not just for you, not just for your families, but for your enemies, so the world can see faith in God pays off. Faith in God shall be
And if that's not enough, he'll anoint your head with oil. He's going to cause your cup to run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now here it is. Here it is. Preparing for Thanksgiving, verse 4, Psalms 100. This is how you got to do it, church. You have to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Then proceed from there into his courts with praise. Got to be thankful to him and bless his name. Change how you come to church. Don't come to church looking for someone or something to pick you up. When you're preparing for Thanksgiving at his house, you come to his house with thanksgiving already in your heart. Right? Right? You enter his courts with praise already in your mouth. Khalil, this is why I always reach out to you and the musicians and say, hey, start the music playing before service starts. When the people of God would come up to Jerusalem, and they would come from all over Jerusalem, set up on the hill, and they would sing the songs of ascent. They got closer to Jerusalem. And as they got closer to the holy city, the priests and the Levites would be in the temple complex singing the songs of God. And as the people got closer to the tabernacle, then the temple, they would hear the songs of the Levites. And their singing heart would connect with the traveling Israelites. And as the two began to meet, the Levites in the temple, and the people of God coming to the temple with their sacrifice, with their offering, it would create an eruption of praise, right? And the people would break out in the praise. The Levites would break out in the praise. The sacrifices were brought, laid on the altar, slaughtered before God. And a sweet aroma would go up into heaven, and God would be pleased. Don't wait to get the church. Bring your praise with you. When you get out the car, bring it with you. When you get off the bus, bring it with you. When you get out the shower, bring it with you. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. For the Lord is good. Do I have a witness? For the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting, and his truth, his word endures for all generations. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Lord, I thank you. If it had not been for the Lord, that was on my side. And for the people of God, every Sunday is Thanksgiving, not just November. Every Sunday, every month is Thanksgiving Sunday. So every Sunday, I need to prepare for Thanksgiving at his house. Every Sunday, I need to come to church ready to give the Lord a come on, everybody. Let's give the Lord a praise. Come on, everybody. Let's give the Lord. Let's give the Lord. Enter his gate. Enter his court. Find a way. Find a way. Woo! I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes. Yes. Woo. Yes. Thanksgiving Sunday. Every chance I get, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Yes, yes. Where are the real worshipers of God? Woo! Yes. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Woo! Yes, Lord. So the message to my church, while as a country we celebrate Thanksgiving once a year, but as a body of believers, we celebrate Thanksgiving every Sunday. Every Sunday is Thanksgiving. And so every Sunday we are to be preparing for Thanksgiving at his house. And he has given us the proper instructions on how to celebrate Thanksgiving with him. Come on, put your hands together. Give him the best praise you got.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. When we gather as a people of God, he said, as oft and as you do this, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. So when you gather for Thanksgiving, make it a practice to celebrate the Lord's death, his resurrection, and his ascension on high. So he said, when you gather, wait for one another. Let us not make a mockery of the Lord's service, even as those at the church of Corinth did. But because we're celebrating Thanksgiving, what is mine is yours. What's yours is mine. And we have all in common, that being the Lord's body. That sacred night, scripture tells us that he took bread, and as was his custom, he blessed it. Then he broke it, and gave to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, given for you. So I say the same to you also. Shall we eat together? Jesus took the cup of thanksgiving, told his disciples, this wine represents the new agreement, the new covenant between you and God. No longer a human high priest, but the Son of God himself shall be your high priest, the mediator between God and man. He told his disciples, drink ye all of it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us for another Thanksgiving Sunday. Thank you for spiritual Thanksgiving. Not turkey, not ham, not roast beef. Your own precious body. Not mashed potato stuffing or gravy, but your own precious blood. Serve as the element to our meal of salvation and redemption. Lord Jesus, we thank you for it. Because without it, we would have died in our sins. With no God on our side, no hope of heaven in our view.
But thank you for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the Lord's service. And thank you for this, the body of Christ. Father, I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would heal them, even as you have healed me. Father, I pray that you would give them courage and boldness, that you would increase their faith, that we all might be light and salt in this dark world, and that we might live courageously in the power and hope of your name and according to your word. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory. Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord the best praise.
It feel good to see him up here giving us the word this morning. Amen. 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 But before we transition into the next part of the service, what I do want to give an opportunity for is if there's anyone who needs prayer, Reverend Radcliffe, Reverend Curitan right here, are available to pray for you if needed. Amen. So if you require prayer, please come to the altar right now. And they will pray with you. Amen. Amen. Young lady right here. Amen. 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 Let us all support the prayer, church. Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help them right now, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever their needs are. Oh, that they would feel your presence right now, Christ Jesus. That they would feel the warmth of your presence right now, oh Lord. That no matter what situations they are dealing with, no matter what the obstacles are, no matter what the hindrances that have been present, that you would bring them through. Let them see your light, oh Lord. Let them be led by you, Christ Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help them right now, oh Lord. Help those who are watching on YouTube and Facebook that need prayer. Lord, touch them right now. Hallelujah. Oh, that every day we would be filled with a joyful noise. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, 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 hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, your name, oh hallelujah, touch them right now, oh Lord. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. The solution, the comfort, the presence, your love. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood shall prevail because of your love, O Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, walk with them. Walk with them every day, O Lord. Saving their souls and saving the souls of their family. Oh, that they would be living epistles. Read among men. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Free her right now. Set her at liberty right now, O Lord. Whatever burdens are present, that they would be left right here. In the name of Jesus. 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 Free indeed. Hallelujah. Free her right now, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. 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 With that, we will transition into the next part of our service, unless there's anyone else that needs prayer, but if not, we shall transition. Amen? Amen. Ain't it good to get prayer? Amen? To have somebody who will join hands with you and pray. Because sometimes, what? We feel a little weak. We all have a little doubt. But we can join together, right, and pray in the name of Jesus. He gets in the midst. He changes situations. Amen? Amen. So with that, I'm going to transition. Can I get a little drum roll, please, from the drummer? A little drum roll, not a tap tap. Give me a drum. What time is it? What time is it? Offering time. Amen? Another thing we want to do, what? With joy. Amen? Amen. Now, I know I got to read the standard offering stuff, so let me find it here in my outline so I can read it, make sure people online can hear it as well as us in here. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will be gathering to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways. Amen. You can give by text message. Text the code Taylor 61, T-A-Y-L-O-R 61, to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. Amen. You can give through our website. Please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions there. Amen. You can give by U.S. mail by sending a check or money order, never cash, but check or money order, to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. You can give via Venmo. You can Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. Finally, for those who are gathered here in the sanctuary, there are baskets right over there near the exit. One for our tithes and offerings, and the other for our preacher, our pastor. Amen? Amen. Finally, we can also give to the cash pastor directly through Cash App or Venmo. For the pastor through Cash App, it's $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Amen? And then Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. Amen? As always, we thank you for supporting the building of God's kingdom. Amen? Amen. With that, I'm going to now go into our announcements. It is now a new month, right? And in case you missed it, the clock's changed. Amen? So we got a little extra hour today. Amen? See, I hear a joyful noise over there at some of that, right? Right? But we got an extra hour today. We know that fall is here. Time for the heat to come on a little bit, right? Getting cold at night. All right. And Thanksgiving, the national holiday, is on the way. Let us remember this word. Amen. Amen. The countdown to Taylor Tabernacle's Angel Tree. Christmas on! Exclamation point. How you can help across 9 families totaling 27 children. We need individuals or families to buy 1 gift per child. The children's ages range from infant to 18. If you are unable to purchase gifts, please donate towards purchasing gifts and gift wrappings. We would also like to collect hats and gloves for the children. Please respond to Sister Leah or anyone from the Angel Tree Committee that reaches out to you concerning sign up. We look forward to another opportunity to serve as the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. Amen. So let's remember, we can all, you know, for some of us a little bit older, but all of us remember we were little kids on that Christmas morning, right? Well, we would wake up earlier than we would normally wake up to eat, even if we just caught a glimpse of what was downstairs, right? And went back to bed. But there was that level of excitement, right? Let's create that level of excitement for families who are in need. Amen? Amen. So let us give and give abundantly. Amen? For Angel Tree Committee members, our next virtual meeting will be Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Every first Sunday, we will be gathering at 8:30 a.m. for in-person corporate prayer as we did this morning, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Amen. Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study is at 7 p.m. via Google Meet, KZR-YSBO-OAH. So that is the code via Google Meet. Amen. Amen. So you can sign in and invite people. There are people often on Bible study that are from California, from Texas, from all over this country. So invite folks, not just those that are here. Amen. Amen. Let us remember Pastor Ford's YLE challenge for our young folks because we have Sunday school every Sunday, 8:30 to 9 a.m. I'm sorry, every Sunday except first Sunday. Right? Amen. So for our young folks, let's remember that. And there's one announcement I don't see here, but I'm sorry, I got to add it. Please vote. All right? I'm going to tell you why we should vote. Not only just as U.S. citizens, but here's the reason why I always vote. You know why? People died for us to vote. Now, you don't have to exercise your right, but if you really think about it, and you know when you think about the people that raised you or people who were old when you were young, and you know the stuff that they went through, just so you could go in there and pull a lever. So I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. But vote. Amen? Amen. And let's encourage everybody. Hey, look, somebody died so we could just vote. We owe it to them to vote. Amen? Amen. With that, I'm going to call our pastor back out for the benediction. And if he doesn't come out, I'm going to call the first lady. Let's see. Is he coming? Okay, here he comes. Amen. We could all stand.
The regarding the angel tree, Sister Leah or Zakiya, if you're watching, could we have a date on when you need those items? I was listening to that announcement. I didn't hear a date. November 10th. That's what I wanted to know. So we really just have until next Sunday, right, to get them in. Oh, good. Okay, good, 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 good. And the news are good, good. Okay, good. I'm still out of whack. I still don't know what's going on, but good. That's what I'm going to read the newsletter and get those gifts in. Let's be a blessing. angel tree is for children with incarcerated parents. Just if you didn't know that. Our angel tree project, not just ours, many people are present, but it's for children who have incarcerated parents. So let's keep that in mind as we give. A couple things I just wanted to say in brief. What a real joy on last Sunday when I heard that we had a new member to our church, Sister Lydia Kristen. Is she here, Sister Lydia Kristen? Is she here? She's not here. She didn't make it, okay, but we thank God for her. What a joy it was to hear that news. What a real joy for all of our visitors and friends here. Come on, let's give our visitors and friends, let's thank God for them being here. Wanted to also let you know that today, this Sunday, is going to be the final harvest Sunday in our garden. So they wanted me to share that after service, inviting everyone to go to the garden, they're taking out all of the remaining produce, sweet potatoes, some cabbage, collard greens, string beans, anything else, they're cleaning out the garden. So please, do not go home empty-handed. Take a moment, go into the garden, fresh produce, okay? We're cleaning out the garden. That's from Lynn and David. Also, wanted to share with you thank you card received to the church from the Riddle family. Want to sincerely thank you for your beautiful floral arrangement. We appreciated it so very much. From the Riddle family, thank God to all of you for your kindness and support of our Mother Radcliffe and the passing of her mother. Also want to thank all of you for your kindness for our Sister Marcia Lewis, the passing of her brother, Brother Walt. Thank you for everyone who rendered service to them. And I ask that we continue to keep them in prayer. Amen. Shall we all stand? Father in heaven, we thank you for this another Lord's Sunday morning. Thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to gather in this place, to gather in your name and under your banner, and to be called the children of God. Lord, now go with us. Fight for us. Stand up strong in the life of the believer everywhere. Give us boldness of faith. Give us courage in our speaking. Give us confidence in our living and walking for you, that we might be lights in this dark world, that someone may see the glory of God shining out of us, and cause them to say, what must I do to be saved? This is our prayer. We thank you for it. We give you all the glory. All of God's people say amen. 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 God bless you, Taylor. Be blessed.